When we talk about gaming, most likely we associate it with geeks, boys,
Whatever.
young men, geeks,
We don't mind.
again.
Whatever.
Ooh. But recently, in a matter of a few weeks' time, actually,
Yeah.
Love and Producer, that's called 恋与制作人 in Chinese, it's a dating simulation game played on smartphones. And it has won the hearts and wallets of female gamers.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's, okay, guys,
Yeah.
hook me up, okay? And tell me, what is Love and Producer all about? Well, I've actually played,
Yeah,
but
you have played.
I have. It's all for the job, though. Just for the job.
And same here. I mean, you call it a dating simulation game. That's a very apt description. But for us geeks, men, boys who like proper terms, we call it interactive fiction games.
Fiction
So it
games.
goes way back. I mean, before mobile phones, smartphones, and high-end technology computers, there was a time when PC computers, they don't have very high computing power, and some of the games are very boring, actually.
We
And
call those the dinosaur days.
Oh, yeah, right. And we have a specific type of game that's called text-based games. So essentially, it's a line of text and tells you what's going on. It's an interactive novel. But what's special about it is that you can change the direction of the storyline. So sometimes, well, a typical example is that a storyline that unleashes like this: you enter into a forest and encounters a troll. What do you do? And then you have an option to either to fight or to run away. So when if you choose to fight, and then a new line of text will tell you, oh, maybe you've just killed the troll and found an axe. Your damage has been increased by 3 points, and your health point lowered by 2 points. It's a very simple game.
Yeah.
But the story that we're talking about, the game we're talking about, Love and Producers, is, well, of the same format, a little bit more sophisticated, in the sense that we have still images to accompany the text to enliven the story a little bit. And in the storyline, users get to play a female, a showrunner or a producer at a TV station, and because of some financial problems and
Tough times.
Tough times.
Tough times.
So the major character, or us female players, have
Don't
to
say us, Liming.
us.
Don't say us. Them.
Well, I say that for a reason, because
Okay.
more than 90% of the users of that game is female players. So us female users get to play a very famous producer, and we have to work very hard to produce influential shows. And in the process, we accumulate experience, we meet more talents that would boost our productivity, and also, more importantly, we get potential love interests.
You know, Liming, I'm beginning to think He Yang's not the only person to have played this game. Maybe you did some producing.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I did download this game.
Oh!
I did spend some time playing that game.
So you're part of the 6% of males that are playing this game.
Yes. And it's official, Liming. Welcome. Welcome to the
Welcome,
better part of the
buddy.
world.
Thank
Yes,
you.
you're officially one of us.
I feel well situated.
I think so too. That's
Yeah.
where you belong. Well, Ryan,
Yeah.
being a straight guy
Yeah.
and as manly as you are,
Thanks, Young.
you play video games.
I do.
And you've briefly checked this out.
Yes.
What do you think?
Briefly really is an overstatement for what I've seen this game. Ladies, I mean, how can I compete with the stereotypical male characters you get to choose from? I mean, I'm saying the protective policeman. Come here, baby. There's bad guys out there. Or the bossy executive. Hey, you, me, date, 6 p.m. Be there. Okay, and then also the lovely Chris Wu-like, I guess, TV celebrity. I'm sure Huang Shen is at home playing or dating this guy if she's playing this game. And then also you have, for those ladies that like science and math and all that stuff, the enigmatic scientist. So really, you get every spectrum of guy, I guess, and man, these guys' resumes, I just can't compete. Maybe with the policeman, I don't know, but he seems very protective. I wouldn't mess with him.
And he flies.
He's got super...
Okay, forget it. I can't compete with any of these guys.
Certainly, when you can't compete with Superman, especially when he's dressed in proper clothes, not the red underwear.
Well, maybe some people...
Yeah. So can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
For the ladies.
For the ladies.
Yeah.
Of course.
Ryan, I am offended. You
Whatever.
Saying stereotypical? No way. I ain't taking that, okay?
Okay. Here's my money.
Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah,
go
okay. Ahead. So it's four guys, and they're all amazing in their own way.
Have you dated all of these guys?
Well, I regret I haven't really had much time to spend with my fourth boyfriend.
Oh, scandalous.
Scandalous.
But you get to experience romance novel.
With anime characters.
And four guys.
Four anime guys.
And then, you know, in a way that you feel like you're in control of your fate and your love life, and you're only getting the best that is available on your smartphone.
Well, you know what, guys? Realistically here, okay, to tell you a little bit about this as well and kind of clarify what this game's all about. So you can imagine, you are a lovely lady producer really trying to reach her goals and her dreams. An ambitious lady. Good for you, ladies. And then you have all these hunks to choose from. I mean, policemen that can fly. I understand the scientist can freeze time. So you can have that one date night last forever. Oh, my heart's melting. Anyways, you get to interact with these people through text, calls, and other means. I mean, the developer's really trying to go out of their way to make this seem like a real relationship. And also, I think they have purchased advertisements on social medias kind of mimicking real celebrities and how they do their advertising. So they're really trying to be real. All right? And the game has become immensely popular because of probably this fact. I guess in the matter of a week... this is by Thursday, January 11th. The game has been downloaded by more than 7 million, or has been downloaded more than 7 million times, and has daily active users exceeding 2 million. So this seems like it's getting a lot of attention. I guess more than 70% of their users are people below the age of 24, though, so... younger people, and nearly 60% of users are found in first and second tier cities. So these are people in kind of the mega cities or the bigger cities of China, younger people, and mostly ladies.
Yes, mostly ladies. And that is true. That is, in a way, a little surprising. Because if we talk about stereotypes, usually we'd imagine guys to want to play video games or smartphone mobile games, and
that's a stereotype, y'all.
Yeah, I admit that.
And to clarify your stereotype, guys, professional players, we don't play mobile games. They're just too small caliber.
It's true.
We play
PC games. Big fish.
And, okay, frying the big fish, so you enter competitions and stuff, maybe? Okay,
whatever.
That's just... Wait.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, that's like a double life you guys lead. But certainly, now we're seeing that a lot of women are being attracted to playing this game on the smartphone. Why do you think it is so popular?
Well, because the game is developed by professionals. I mean, the developer of the game, The Paper, has been in the business since 2013 and has been targeting female users since it was established. In 2015, it came up with the game called 奇迹暖暖, which is a wardrobe matching game.
Such a good one.
Yeah, girls could open the game and try and mix and match different wardrobe to go out and to suit different occasions. Apparently, girls like it. And even some of our girls in the office, they have it on their phones.
Yeah, and now this time there is this mega hit of a game that's arrived on many people's smartphones, including mine, and it just seems like the way that this game is designed,
yeah.
like Lai Ming described earlier,
yes.
it's got so many storylines, mm-hmm. and you can pick and choose, and you are being lured to spend so
Ooh.
You can have more time
yeah.
with your favorite
oh,
guy.
Yeah.
And you can apparently also almost like WeChat and call this guy on your smartphone. So it's very much like the dating scene people experience in real life.
Except with anime characters.
That very
good looking. And stop time.
Very good looking anime guys.
How do I compete with that?
And also it's designed to really just hit your heart, you know. Like there are.
It sounds like it has.
There are some moments in the game when you can see this guy staring like intently into your eyes.
Oh, tell me more.
Yes, and he's like,
oh my gosh,
he's like waiting for your call,
call me.
He's thinking about you and showing that he cares, and that's all done.
I miss you.
Pretty impressive on your smartphone. So I think
yeah.
with these attention to the details and how
right.
this story, you know, continues and pans out, that's all very catching the female attention.
Wow, you really like this game.
Well, but the thing is.
But let me say though, Hyung, this is not necessarily anything new. Lai Ming has kind of talked about a company that's the paper that's really kind of marketing games to female users. And actually, looking at the gaming industry here in China, that should be no surprise. According to a report on China's gaming industry in 2017. In the first half of 2017, China's gaming market raked in approximately 10 billion yuan. That's 1.5 billion US dollars in real sales revenue. That's almost 27% growth since the same period in 2016. China has more than 500 million gamers. All right. And mobile gaming, I guess that market occupies 56% of sales. Also, on top of that, according to Ministry of Civil Affairs, China has an adult single population of more than 200 million. So there's a lot of singletons out there that maybe are feeling a little lonely, and this kind of game is like putting a Band-Aid on that. Maybe they feel this kind of care and nourishment from an anime character. On top of that, hold on, before you jump on me, ladies and Hyung, okay? According to research by II Media, female gamers accounted for 24% of all users in 2016. Guys, that's one-fourth. And we can see that in games like The Glory of the King, or King, which is, I guess, a pretty popular game.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so we see there's a big portion here in China of single people. Also, games are a big industry here and are only getting bigger. And we're seeing more ladies get in on the gaming industry. But keep in mind, the reason why I say this is nothing new is romantic comedies. My mom has made me sit through so many rom-coms. Mom! And some of them I enjoyed. Okay? There, I said it. But also, romance novels. Guys probably aren't reading too many of those, okay? So, I mean, 50 Shades of Grey, I don't know. Lai Ming, did you read that?
No.
All right, so maybe guys aren't reading so much of that. But these kind of products, there have been a business kind of mind of catering to maybe ladies and their romantic needs. Now we're seeing it in video games.
Oh.
Yeah, what is this video game but interactive novels? Like the storyline that you can change, you can steer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
And how do we compete, Lai Ming?
That is a very good question.
We play our own games.
There you go.
So just separation, isolation, men and women. But the thing is,
yeah.
I can't believe that this huge market of the female gamers has only been tapped now. Because it seems like... In the past, there's only Wangzhe Rongyao, or The Glory of King. That's
yeah.
got the female avatars that,
yeah.
And the storyline that's made to attract women, I feel. But here, with this one, it's so interesting that there's this, yes, there is this romantic need in women, and there is this, want to live vicariously through an avatar in a game and to experience the kind of love that you don't really get to experience in real life.
Well, keep in mind, too, I think I can answer this question, is keep in mind I had said there's 500 million gamers here in China. That's a lot. But only 1/4 of them are females, according to this data we have. So roughly around 1/4. So that means while other games and companies that are making these games are fighting for that 3/4 chunk, I think the reason why we're just now seeing companies like The Paper get into the female market is because maybe there's these neglected female gamers. Girls maybe are just as into video games as guys are. They just haven't had games made to kind of pique their interest, like anime guys that fly and freeze time and you get to date them. Now that's something girls are like, we need more of that. Maybe. I don't know. But this is a good move by this company, because maybe the reason why there's only 1/4 of gamers here in China being females is because games aren't particularly being made for them. But now maybe we'll see that number of females playing games go up, because this seems like a game. 96% or 94% of the gamers playing this game are females. So maybe we'll see more female gamers.
And also there's a generation shift here. I mean, when I was a kid, when I watched animation movies, cartoons, and read comic books, these stories always featured an alpha male character. I don't think female readers would be particularly interested in this aspect. But now with younger generations, well, I've been keeping track of what's going on in that industry, and I do realize, I do notice a larger proportion of female readers, audiences joining that rank. And we have seen comic books like The Haizewang, One Piece. We have female readers doing cosplay, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot more of them are joining in that rank. And see, so I think there's a generation gap here.
Yeah, one thing I do want to say, though, is, you know, whether or not this is a trend I like or agree with, one thing I do think is something we should keep in mind here is I think many of these ladies maybe are playing this game because they're tired of the dating scene. Maybe they're frustrated by it. Maybe they're shy, you know, and this is kind of a non-risky way to experience dating on some level, but it's not the real thing. And if you've never had the real thing, and you probably would not play this game looking for this kind of thing, right? That being like, real relationships are real important. And this company isn't necessarily looking out for you ladies. I want to keep you guys on page here with the fact that, you know, this game is a big-time user of what are called action points to unlock all kinds of different stuff. On top of that, I guess the game has also introduced things like a birthday event during which female users spend real money to give presents to virtual characters they're getting attached to. There's a 30 yuan monthly privilege fee for users to continue scaling up their character even when they're not playing. So this game is milking real wallets of ladies that might be using this game because maybe they're a bit lonely on some level. I don't know. I mean, I can only assume that maybe there's that portion of ladies playing for that reason.
Well, I think it's more like realizing the female imagination on the smartphone. And I imagine that lots of people, men or women, can sometimes get a little bit lost or too immersed in a video game. But here, I think maybe it's in a way a little more risky, because it's a world that is very attractive and it's very alluring, but for the female imagination that is being captured here, I think it also shows that the two genders are very different.
Well, it seems to me like a natural upgrade, a natural upgrade from the previous game. I mean, a few years ago, maybe a female audience would be particularly interested in South Korean movies, romantic storylines. Now with these games, actually, you don't just get to appreciate the context. You also get to manipulate the storyline. This is much an upgrade.
Yes, but you're manipulating a set storyline, so yeah. Defeats manipulation.
You know, ladies, all I would say is, however you enjoy games, that's, of course, not my business, and I hope you guys have fun playing this. But just keep in mind, in the first week after the game was released on December 13th, users were spending a total of 300,000 yuan every day. This game is to make money, so make sure, you know, you don't fall in love with the game and pay money on things like virtual birthdays. If that's something, you know, you think maybe without this game would sound a little ridiculous.
But the thing is, if guys are paying for virtual hammers, guns, and all that stuff.
I don't understand those guys either.
What's the difference with girls paying for a birthday of a virtual guy?
Happy birthday to your virtual boyfriend.